So Bona, my friends, you are listening to the Creative Spiritual Journey podcast, Small Steps, where we give you small steps to help you walk deliberately with Christ along your journey. I'm Judy Cooley. I'll be your host for this episode. Thanks for joining me here in South Africa, where I'm serving a mission for The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints with my companion, Elder Cooley. How about we begin where we left off in episode 2? We have received the call to go, and we've embarked on an adventure and bravely stepped over that threshold, left home behind, and now we find ourselves in the wilderness, wondering which way to go. What direction shall we head? So let me tell you about navigating our way here in our mission. For the first few weeks, we needed our GPS on our phone to get to our house, to the church, or to the store, and to get ourselves back home. Let me tell you about the townships that we'd go out into. So the townships are big, and they have small dirt roads, zero street signs. So we really counted on GPS, and how grateful I am for the miracle of GPS. In 1492, Christopher Columbus navigated to the New World. He used celestial navigation, which is using the moon and the sun and the stars to determine your position. Christopher Columbus used celestial navigation. That makes me think of our prophet, President Russell M. Nelson, asking us to think celestial. That is thinking with the end in mind, the long view. Christopher Columbus said, following the light of the sun, we left the old world. So the navigating I want to talk to you today is more of the navigating the human heart and our soul, this spiritual navigation. So let's change the words on Christopher Columbus's quote. Following the light of the sun, S-O-N, we left the old world. One of the first steps in navigating is to know where you are and where is our destination, where you stand and where you are in relationship to where you want to head. In Preach My Gospel, which is the handbook for missionaries, focuses on how to study, how to teach, how to set goals. But just as important as what you do is who you are and who you are becoming. And this isn't just a missionary thing. This is a lifelong journey. And so they have a whole chapter that focuses on Christ-like attributes. So some of those are faith, hope, charity and love, virtue, integrity, knowledge, patience, humility, diligence, and obedience. You can see how these are awesome attributes of Christ that we would love to be like. I love that there, at the end of the chapter, there is an attribute activity. It's like a self-evaluation of how you're doing in each one of these attributes. It begins with a quote saying, "Be comfortable with beginning where you are and commit yourself to doing the spiritual work needed to grow. Seek God's help. When you have setbacks, have confidence that He will help you. As you pray, seek guidance about which attribute to focus on at various times on your mission." We should say various times of your life. So let me share with you a few of the statements and maybe just close your eyes and think about how you would respond. One is never, two is sometimes, three often, four almost always, and five always. Okay, the attribute of faith. I have faith that God will bring about good things in my life and the lives of others as we devote ourselves to Him and His Son. Let's see. How about one in hope? I feel peaceful and optimistic about the future. Okay, one more. This one's under the attribute charity and love. I reach out in love to help those who are lonely, struggling, or discouraged. Aren't those wonderful? You can see how these help us do some self-reflecting and see where we are. I will attach the attribute activity to the show notes. The thing that we need to remember that becoming like the Savior is gradual. It's a lifelong process, and we need to be patient with ourselves. God knows that change and growth take time, a lifetime, maybe even an eternity. And He is pleased with your sincere desires and will bless you in every effort you make. Ponder and reflect and evaluate what Christ-like attribute do you need to improve upon in. This is where I'm going to let you in on the making this episode. I have recorded this 5 different times, each time with a different story or message, and it has taken days and hours, and I have even posted it and have reposted it. So you might have heard Follow the Sun version 1. This is version 2. After posting it and losing sleep about it because I just didn't feel right about it, I was pondering on how can I do this different next time, reviewing the Christ-like attributes in Preach My Gospel. And when I came upon the question in number 4 in diligence, I focused my thoughts on my calling as a missionary. And I thought about all the thoughts and the times and the focus that I had given to this message in this podcast. And it reminded me of the time that Oliver Cowdery prayed to be able to translate, and nothing happened. And the Lord basically said something that you gave it no thought. You didn't study it out in your mind. And he shares with Oliver Cowdery how to receive answers to prayers, of how to pray about it and study it out in your mind. And you should receive this burning in your bosom, right? This confidence, this faith that it's going to be okay. And if not, you receive this stupor of thought. And I feel like, oh man, I trying to do this episode, I had load shedding happen for hours on end. I would have our internet go out. I'd wake up with a whole different direction I wanted to take this. And I think it was a lesson. In fact, I know it was a great lesson to me to ponder upon this Christ-like attribute of diligence. President Irene said, in this, the Lord's church, he called us and trusted us even in the weaknesses he knew we had. He knew the trials we would face. By faithful service and through his atonement, we can come to want what he wants and be what we must be to bless those we serve for him. As we serve him long enough and with diligence, we will be changed. We can become evermore like him. In the first episode of Embarked, I shared the scripture of Doctrine and Covenants 4. O ye that embark in the service of God, see that you serve him with all your heart, might, mind, and strength. I had been so focused on getting my heart here because it was so homesick that I neglected to get my mind here and focus. So what does this all mean? It doesn't mean I'm not going to stop the podcast. It just means I need to have more diligence in doing what I'm sent here to do, labor in the mission field, and set aside a certain amount of time to share with you my experiences here and have my message be more of one of the miracles and the blessings and the work that we are involved here in South Africa. I would like to close with a poem that I received from Sister De Kock, our mission president's wife. It is titled, Follow Me. The sun was high, the waters still, their nets cast in the sea, when Jesus called from distant shores, leave work and follow me. Another came to see the Lord. He cried on bended knee, I'll come, but let me say goodbye. Leave friends and family and follow me. A rich man came who loved the Lord. He promised loyalty, but begged to keep his riches. Leave gold and follow me. The winds were fierce and cold the night. He walked upon the sea. Lord, save us, cried his frightened friends. Leave fears and follow me. And so he calls to each of us upon our stormy seas. Leave friends, leave gold, leave fears, leave all, and come and follow me. So leave that old world behind like Christopher Columbus and follow the sun. I know sometimes you feel alone, but you've got this. He walks with you. Remember, Jesus Christ is the way. He is the only way to happiness and joy in this life. He is the only way back to our heavenly home. Every other way, any other path, whatever way it is like being lost without a GPS in a township, little dirt roads, no street signs. So my invitation to you, my friends, is will you, when you are wondering which way to go, look to the Savior Jesus Christ, follow him and his way in your thoughts and your words. And I promise you that there is joy on that path. And I testify that Jesus is the way. How about you head that way? And if you know someone who needs some light on their path, bring them along. And I'll see you on the trail, and we will walk with him together.